Joining me is former Hereford United player Andy Ferrell. Andy joined Hereford in the summer of 2005. John Truick was the coach. John Truick had a Newcastle connection as well as yourself. Did that Newcastle connection make John Truick get you to Edgar Street?
I spoke to a couple of his old ex-Newcastle United teammates, Peter Beardsley and Kenny Wharton, and they both spoke very, very highly of John. So it was a big factor in his going there. I got on all right with John, to be fair, being a Geordie, as I say. I'm a mad Newcastle fan, so I was aware of who he wants to start with. As I say, I got on really, really, really well with John and Game Junior as well. I went out and talked with them. I had about four or five other clubs I could have signed for, and as I said, I chose Hereford.
Being a big Newcastle fan, was it hard to come down to Hereford after that 1972 FA Cup match?
No, but that's the first thing. As soon as I meet someone, that's the first thing they say. Ronnie Radford, Ricky George. Everyone knows what I'm like there. I absolutely loved Hereford myself, and I settled in straight away when I was there, and it's a lovely, lovely part of my life was being there.
Were there any matches that stick out in the memory for you?
Shrewsbury, I used to enjoy kicking lumps out of people that played at my Shrewsbury. It was a good. I've done sort of games when you're in the North East, you know how much it is in local derbies. I used to love playing when we used to play against Shrewsbury. I used to love playing against Kidderminster. And as I say, the big games is when every player enjoys the Morecambe semi final at Edgar Street was probably the best atmosphere I've played in for when I was at Hereford, to be honest.
What was it like playing against Halifax at the Walker Stadium in Leicester?
It was good. We were unfortunate not to be playing at the new Wembley. Because that was getting built, but as I say, we played at the Walkers, had all 30,000, and I think it was about 15,000 Hereford fans there, and the atmosphere was fantastic. I had two coach full of Geordies that I travelled down there, and my mum and dad and everyone was there to watch, you know. So it was great. As I say, it's long in the memory for me. That it's fantastic memories, and it's something I can cherish.
Giap, who has scored the equaliser in the 3-2 win, how good was he as a striker that season?
Giap was funny. He had to be 100% fit. You see, Giap, if you look at the record there, Giap didn't really start as many games, to be fair, because we had a lad coming through, as everyone is well known now, Andy Williams. Him and Adam Stansfield were absolutely fantastic together. But what Giap brought is a lot of experience, and he was quite good in the dressing rooms as well. He was all right.
When you went up from the Conference to League Two, how did you find that step up in level?
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it. As I say, I started, I think, all the way through to Christmas, and then I got suspended, and then I got myself injured, and then as I say, we got, I think it was Ben Smith come back and John Eustace come in. And listen, I'm not gonna sit here and say I was devastated, like I should have been playing this. That goes, them two were two fantastic footballers, and they got their chance to play. And listen, John Eustace was different class. You could tell he was a step up, and Smudger was a complete different type of player to me. He was a playmaker. I used to get them little in the holes. He was good, and I enjoyed it. Craig Stanley, I played nearly every single game. I think I must have played 70, 80 games with Craig Stanley. Me and him complemented each other really, really well as well. The promotion season especially.
Are you still in contact with members of the squad?
I still keep in contact with Ryan Green on a regular occasion. I always give him a bit of grief. I keep in contact, obviously, Dean Beckwith. I lived with Dean Beckwith for 2-3 years. I am in regular contact, as in, not on an everyday one, but as I say, with having social media now, it's a lot easier to keep in contact with people as well. Well, listen, Alex, one of the best memories of my my footballing career was at Hereford. And as I say, I've never, even to this day, any of the clubs I played for. If you look at that squad, what we had, the starting 11 and the lads on the bench, nearly every single one of them were young lads. So we didn't just have a good togetherness on the pitch. We always used to go out on the drink together. We always used to go out for food together. And as I say, with Hereford being very, very small, we always used to spend time with each other, you know what I mean? So for me, when things weren't going so well on the field, we always had each other there, and we used to go around each other's houses at the time, and we were all a good group of friends. And as I say, look at Rob Purdy there, what a fantastic season he's been for Hereford.
In June 2013, you had a spell in prison. Should more be done for footballers when they come out of the game to protect them?
Well, listen, when I was a young lad coming through, I'm the first to admit I was on. Anyone can ask me any single question, I'll never duck the question. I'll give an honest answer whether people like it or not. If people know Newcastle, I'm from a rough area in Newcastle. There's a lot of things going on in there, so it's always been there, you know what I mean? I always knew what was right and wrong. I took the right path, went to football, had a fantastic time in my football. And but when you go to these academies, I've had a fantastic time at the academy. But my big problem, in my opinion, is when I was in Newcastle, the only course we'd done was an IT course. Still to this day, I've got no interest in IT at all, in my opinion. What the PFA need to be doing is giving players the option to do a bricklaying course, a plastering course, and any sort of course that they could do in later life or they could fall back on. But as I say, I fell into the trap of gambling. I've always gambled. I still have a bet now, not to the thousands and thousands I've lost gambling. But as I say, life's about learning. You live and learn. The people that don't know us will probably call us a scumbag because I went to prison. The people that do know us are the only people that matter. And the ones that's got an opinion, I just laugh at them in any ways.
How much does it mean to you to see Hereford FC, the way up the leagues, and now International North next season?
Listen, ever since I've left Hereford, even when I was in my prison cell, I've got Martin Foyle, who was the manager at Hereford at the time. Albeit he didn't get back by the powers that be at the time, but that's a different story. He was always in contact with me in prison. He used to write to us all the time in the prison. I used to write to him all the time in prison, and all the letter was about how the football was going. So Hereford's always been. I've got two of my good friends are still in Hereford, who the sort of person I am. I've really probably we've been on holiday together. Obviously, Bob from Robert Simmons and Scotty Bruton, two very, very close friends of mine who took time out to come visit me as well in prison. So them two, I'm always in contact with them regarding how Hereford's doing. And as I say, I'm the first. I'll be coming to watch Hereford next season. Now they're in the Conference North. They play teams like Spennymoor and Blythe up my neck of the woods. So Hereford's a team I'll always like, look out for. I keep in touch. I always have a look out for all the ex-clubs to see how they're doing. But as I say, Hereford is the club I always tend to look out for.